Hello and welcome to CBS Radio Mystery Theater from OTRGold.com. This episode will begin after a brief message from our sponsors.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Marshall. What makes a legend different from memory or chronicles? A mysterious ingredient that fires imagination, inspires intrigues, and lives long after documented facts have crumbled on history's pages. Legend lives always. And to begin our eighth year of Mystery Theater, we will try to probe the secret of the legend of Alexander the Great. It's a rare challenge to give due to his unbelievable life in 5 one-hour episodes. But the legend of Alexander cries out to be retold.
You loved me once, Philip. Do you remember?
When I was 20, Olympias. I'm a grown man now. You want me to say I love you as I once did. I don't, and I can't. I'm faithful to only one thing, the Empire. I give it all my love.
You have none for our son, Alexander.
If I can drag him away from your influence and make a man of him.
Our mystery drama, The Legend of Alexander, Part 1, Courage, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Gerald Keane and stars Russell Horton. I'll be back shortly with Act 1. Years ago, take a king, Philip of Macedon, military genius extraordinary. Take a queen, Olympias, and take their 19-year-old son, Alexander, and you have the first family of warriors who changed the face of Europe. Were their destinies in their own hands, or, as the Greeks believed, in the hands of the gods?
Mother, it's not true. It couldn't be.
It is true, Alexander. What is so strange about it?
Because it's incredible. It's never happened before. And I have felt none of this. Wouldn't I know? I mean, I would feel quite different from an ordinary mortal.
Alexander, you are different. And you will be even more so. Do you believe there are gods of the weather and the sea?
Of course.
And goddesses of wisdom and love and marriage?
Yes, I do.
And that Zeus reigns from a palace at the top of Mount Olympus?
But, Mother, you said...
Let me finish. Wouldn't it be extremely foolish of me to lie about our great Zeus to you, Alexander?
I don't think you would, Mother, but... Perhaps what you say happened was all a dream.
It was no dream. Zeus is your real father, Alexander.
It's too much for me to believe.
Would you believe it if there were some sign?
Mother, I wish you would stop this. It isn't right. How can you, a mortal, compel Zeus to give me a sign?
You have forgotten, Alexander. I am Olympias, queen of Macedon.
There have been many queens, Mother, but none have slept with a god.
You have had your say. Now be quiet. Hand me my lyre. Great immortal Zeus, cast your thunderbolts upon our land. Lift your arm and bring about the lightning and the rain.
Mother, the sun is shining. What are you doing? What are you asking for?
Great father of us all, show our son Alexander that he indeed has sprung from your loins.
Mother, look, it's black with clouds.
make Alexander believe, oh great Zeus, that you are his true father. Speak with your godly voice.
Mother!
Come out on the balcony, Alexander. Now, what do you say?
The rain, the thunder, it stopped as suddenly as it began.
And the sun is out?
I don't know, Mother. I just don't know.
What I told you is truth. It is the heart of everything.
But all this time, these years, my father... your husband, Philip of Macedon, if I am not his son, why is it I feel exactly as he does about so many things? The way any son would take after his father.
He is dark, and you are fair-haired.
He is a warrior, and at heart, so am I.
You have never been to war. How can you say that?
But I want to. Oh, Mother, thunderbolts or lightning, I cannot accept what you say.
You will not be convinced.
All these years, everyone has always said, Alexander, you are the image of your father. Haven't they? And what of my limp? Now, there's nothing wrong with my leg, and yet I find myself hobbling the way my father does. And he got that wound long before I was born. Look at me. Now, look. I'm limping around with my left leg as he does. And do you remember at the Battle of Amphilochus? When word came that his eye was struck out, well, from that moment I couldn't see. I could not see. It's still hazy in my right eye. Now, Mother... how could that be if his blood is not in my veins?
You are an ungrateful child. For 19 years, I have kept this from my husband so that one day I could tell my son...
Oh, he doesn't know? My father doesn't know?
Why should I tell him? It was my privilege to know Zeus, not his. If thunderbolts have not persuaded you, perhaps my snakes will, Alexander.
No. Mother, please, not the snakes. I can't bear it when I see you with that giant snake about your neck, his sharp tongue spitting out into your face.
The giant one never hurts me. His is the voice of the gods. Watch now, son. I shall open the golden box and take two smaller snakes, one in each hand.
No, don't do it, Mother. Leave the box closed.
Are you a man, Alexander? You said you had the soul of a warrior. My ancestor was a great warrior, Achilles. Achilles and his snake.
Mother, don't! It's evil what you do. I can't bear those slimy, writhing creatures you play with. Don't!
These snakes are my children, Alexander. There is nothing to fear.
I'm not afraid, Mother. They disgust me. It's the messenger from Father. There's news.
Alexander, listen to
me. Mother, I must go. Father has sent word. Perhaps he's coming home soon.
Alexander, I must explain something else to you.
Can't it wait? Mother, let go of me.
I'll put the snakes away. Now, there. You see?
I don't understand you, Mother. Father has been gone a whole year. I know he's on the road back. Now, I am going to ride out and meet him. I will.
Oh, my poor boy. How you love that man. I hope he will not break your heart as he has broken mine.
Who goes there?
Alexander, son of Philip. Take me to him.
Not at this hour.
I've ridden 33 leagues. A day and two nights. Now I am not waiting or turning back for a century.
The king is not to be disturbed.
Not for his son?
Those are my orders.
Sentry. If you wish to preserve your life, you'd better show me the way to the king's tent.
I'll show you with my sword.
You stupid soldier. I'm coming down from my horse. Now, sentry, put that sword away and take care of my horse. Water him and rub him down well.
I told you the king will see no one.
By Zeus, I'll find him myself. Now get out of my way. I'm Alexander, his son, you fool. If I must, I must. Since there's no other way, I'll have to kill one of my father's sentries. Have at you!
I'm dying.
Safe passage to the other world, you
stupid man.
What is all that noise out there?
Father? Father, is that you?
Alexander! Over here! I'm in my tent.
The messenger arrived at the palace yesterday and told me you were on your way home. I couldn't wait. Oh, you look wonderful, Father. How do I look to you? Have I grown in the past year? Tell me everything. I'm sorry. I didn't know. You're not alone.
Of course I'm not alone. Cornelia, my dear, you may go. Here's a purse of gold for you. Catch. If I require you later, my dear, I shall send word.
Yes, Your Majesty. Good night, Your Majesty. May you sleep well.
My boy, what a pleasure to see you. How long has it been? A year, isn't it? By Apollo, these wars are long. Well, I've done well this year. Taken the Greek city-states one by one, picked them off right along the coast. Only Athens and Thebes remain. Ah, you must be weary from your long ride.
I'm sorry I disturbed you at night, Father.
Oh, just amusing myself.
But I mean you were, I got here at the wrong time.
Son, don't be a child. I would have been occupied whatever time you arrived. How is your mother?
You really wish to know?
Well, of course I wish to know. She's my queen. I love her.
I'm afraid of her.
What? Of your own mother?
What I should say is I'm afraid for her.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That old business with the snakes and the sorcery. Those unnatural things she swears by.
I don't know what to make of her, Father.
My dear boy, when I met your mother, it was in Epirus. She was the most beautiful thing I ever laid eyes on. And we had you, a beautiful baby. I'm a happy man. Throw a few snakes and demons and strange rites. If they please her, why should they bother me? Does she still talk of being the granddaughter of Achilles?
Yes, she said that.
Hey, you believe it? It's all nonsense. Apollo only knows what she's been saying to you. And I'd put it all out of my mind. What kind of a horse was that you rode from Pella?
Oh, I didn't pay much attention, Father. I just took the first steed the stable had ready.
Well, tomorrow, Philonicus is bringing me a horse he values highly. I'm looking for the right animal for my triumphant entry into Pella. Alexander, tomorrow morning, I want you to help me select the horse. Let me see now. We still have a few hours left till dawn. Tomorrow's the big day, the start of our march back home. Captain Cyrus!
Yes, Your Majesty?
Cyrus, this big strapping boy is my son. Alexander, Captain Cyrus, captain of our cavalry. Cyrus, find one of the courtiers' tents, kick the man out, and make it available to my son.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And, my boy, if you wish a little comfort, I'll have the captain.
I would rather stay here with you, Father, and have you tell me about all the battles you've been fighting.
Well, to tell the truth, I'm a bit weary. So I'll probably get back into bed by myself. Cyrus, take my boy to the best tent you know. Anything he desires, make sure he gets it. Oh, and Alexander.
Yes, Father?
Don't worry about your mother. She was always wild. I was never able to tame her.
With her mind, I'm worried about.
Olympias is the strongest-willed person I've ever known. And that includes Darius, king of Persia. And Demosthenes, a Greek who also wishes me dead.
Are you saying Mother would like to see you dead?
I think she might, Alexander. But we won't make things easy for her, will we, son?
There we have it. Philip, the king of Macedon, of whom even his enemy, the orator Demosthenes, has said, "What a man! For the sake of power and dominion, he had an eye struck out, a shoulder broken, and arm and leg paralyzed." Indeed, the bravest of the brave. And we have the Queen of Macedon, Olympias, who believes in the power of mystic rites and her godlike ancestors. And then there is their son, Alexander, torn between his two parents, troubled and afraid. I shall return shortly with Act Two. We are about 100 miles, 33 leagues, from Pella, the palace city of Macedonia. It is early morning. King Philip is returning home from a year at war. His 19-year-old son, Alexander, has ridden out to his father's encampment and is about to help him select a horse for the triumphal procession. 13 talents is the selling price. In our money, it would have been $78. But in that year, 337 B.C., it was a lot closer to $1 million.
Where is Philonicus?
Here I am. Good morning, Your Majesty. May I present Bucephalus? Did you ever see such a fine stallion?
So, this is the prize animal, eh? How much are you asking?
13 talents, Your Majesty.
13 talents? But I could buy 100 slaves. Isn't that horse a bit jumpy, Philonicus?
Jumpy? No, indeed. This is a steed with spirit. Look how he holds his head high.
What do you think, Alexander?
Bucephalus? Seems a bit excited.
Your Majesty, this horse is one of the most hot-blooded sprinters it's been my pleasure to find.
But I want him to appear like a sprinter, but I don't intend to race him through the system.
Oh, will you listen to how he snorts with pride, Your Majesty?
Father, may I have a closer look?
My son knows something about horse flesh.
Well, I can certainly tell if his teeth match his age, if his eyes are normal.
Listen to the boy.
He is not a sprinter, but he is a fine charger.
Prince Alexander is right. I was mistaken. He is a charger.
Is he? I don't know. The animal I need must be able to walk at a steady pace for a league-long procession. I can't have him rearing up and frightening the crowds. Go find me another horse, Philonicus.
Your Majesty, there is none finer than Bucephalus. None more obedient. He'll do as he's told, believe me.
If you think so highly of him, Philonicus, then get on his back and show us how tractable he is.
I don't ride, Your Majesty.
Oh, you don't? What do you think of that, son?
A man who sells horses should know what he sells. And one can hardly know a horse without mounting him.
Well said. So you won't ride him, eh?
Not won't, but can't, Your Majesty. I never learned.
He's broken loose.
Father, out of the way!
This is a very dangerous animal.
Bucephalus! Bucephalus!
Alexander! I don't think we should waste any more time with that animal. Captain Cyrus, arrange for another horse dealer to be sent to me within the hour.
Father, about Bucephalus, I have an idea.
Now, the subject is closed.
You probably could ride him, Father.
I know I could. That's not the point. He's not what I'm looking for. Certainly not for a victory procession. Yes, I'm talking about you, Bucephalus. Philonicus, get rid of him. The beast is obviously vicious and unmanageable. Come, Alexander, we'll go review the troops.
Bucephalus is an excellent horse. It's a shame no one knows how to handle him.
Oh, and you do?
Oh, yeah. Bucephalus is an exceptional thoroughbred. He could be ridden.
By you?
All one needs is understanding and a bold hand. Yes, I can ride that horse.
You have my permission. Shall we place a bet on it?
If I cannot, I'll forfeit the 13 talents he's worth.
Done. Go right ahead. I'm curious to see who will be master, a four-legged beast or a two-legged prince, a rebellious animal or a rash youth.
If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it, Your Majesty.
Cyrus, did you see which way my son rode off?
The rising sun was in my eyes. He seemed to disappear. like that.
He's not back yet. If that Bucephalus has thrown him somewhere and the boy has to walk back, it'll serve him right.
But still, you have to admit, Prince Alexander tamed the fire out of that horse in no time. Got on his back, trotted one way, trotted another.
Yes, I saw. You needn't remind me. I was surprised, I admit it, especially because since he was 13, his teacher has been Aristotle. I didn't think the old man knew that much about animals. Look, Cyrus, straight ahead, what? Isn't that a shadow moving this way on the top of the hill?
That could be Alexander, Your Majesty.
It is him.
Well done! Well done!
Thank you, Shepard! You and I will be friends. No one need give me a leg down. I'll jump it. Well, Father?
My son, my Alexander, you put me to shame.
It wasn't your fault. You thought of me as still a boy who couldn't know how to handle him.
I think you're right. But why? That's what interests me. Why did I doubt you?
Dearest Father, we'll talk about it alone in your tent. Thelonicus, my father will pay you the 13 talents, and I pay you my compliments. Bucephalus will be my horse for as long as he'll carry me.
My dear son, will you accept a father's apologies?
Well, how could you know I've been secretly taking lessons in horsemanship? You haven't seen me in a year. Before that, I think you were home for a month. Before that, another war and another year's absence. Father, we live in our memories of things as they were, and in yours, I was a boy.
Those sound like the teachings of Aristotle.
They are. But he's getting old, so I've been learning the military arts from Leonidas. It's he who taught me the nature of fear. And that is how I made Bucephalus obey me.
I never thought that beast could be tamed. What was your secret method?
Common sense, if that's so mysterious. First, I took hold of his bridle and turned him around to face the sun.
Yes, I saw you do that. But why?
Well, didn't you notice what made him so jumpy?
No.
His own shadow. With the sun behind him, when he moved, the shadow moved ahead of him and he reared back. He was afraid of it.
Yes.
So I stroked him, spoke to him, told him he was a good horse, a fine horse. I said, Bucephalus, you and I will have many campaigns together.
You told the horse that?
Mm-hmm. And then we walked around. I could tell he was eager to go, so I jumped on his back and I let him. I just let him go, not spurring him or striking him. And that was it. He tamed himself.
I'm not sure I understand.
Bucephalus is now my own horse, Father. He'll always obey me. And no one else will ever ride him again.
You make me very proud, my son. I can already see Macedonia will be too small a kingdom for you. You must find a land equal and worthy of yourself.
When we arrive home, will you tell Mother I'm no longer a boy? And that my place is not at the feet of Aristotle, but by your side, Father? In battle?
I shall announce it to the world, Alexander. Olympias, you don't seem very pleased to see your husband after all this time. It's been a year.
Another year of war, and you turn up at the door like a merchant delivering goods. I don't know my husband anymore. There are many others, I'm sure, who know you, Philip, far better than I.
What are you talking about?
I followed your exploits.
Well, I'm happy to hear it. In battle?
And in between.
First things first, my queen. I think the time has come for our son to leave the world of learning and join the world of doing. Alexander is to undergo some intensive teaching by my captain of cavalry. And then I shall take the boy, the young man, with me on my expeditions. And while I think of it, Olympias, what's all this nonsense you filled his ears with? You know that he was born from the seed of Zeus.
It's true.
Come now. Must we go over all that again? Believe me, Alexander is all mine. You had a bad dream and thought I was Zeus. All this mysterious nonsense of yours is not good for Alexander. So for the next months, he'll remain with me in the barracks.
Why do you say those terrible things to me, Philip?
I'm back from a year of battles, and I met with a son who is torn between love, loyalty, and the truth.
You loved me once, Philip. Do you remember?
When I was 20. Then I loved you a great deal. I love you still, Olympias. Not with the hot flush of the romantic love of 20 years, but as a grown man. I do love you, Olympias. But sometimes those rituals of yours are difficult for me, and they come between us.
You mean my snakes?
And the dancing to Dionysus, and leading the wives of my generals into strange worships, and all that twaddle about the gods controlling not only our lives, but our offspring. Olympias, I'm a man of action, of reality. When a catapult spreads fire among my men, no god has ever stayed its flight. We mortals alone must defend ourselves. What help is Zeus to me? What has he ever done for any of us?
I cannot stay and hear you blaspheme.
No. But you want me to say I love you as I once did. Well, I don't and I can't. And I warn you, as far as Alexander is concerned, no sorcery, no tricks. He will come with me.
Now go away. Stop talking like this.
Try to understand, wife. What's past is past. I promise you, you will always be my queen.
What does that mean to me, if you are not faithful?
What are you talking about, a small encounter after days of fighting? I am faithful to only one thing, an empire of peace. I dream of it.
Dreams? There's been a war going on somewhere ever since I was a child. Oh, it would be so simple if everyone laid down their arms.
You speak like that child with flowers in her hair. In this age, one has to win wars to obtain peace. There is no other way.
When will I see Alexander again?
The night before we leave on our next expedition.
And when will that be?
When I am ready.
Philip, you speak so abruptly, so cruelly.
My queen, I know no other way.
A turning point in Alexander's life. From this day forward, he dedicated his life to the aims of his father, to form a league of nations united for the benefit of each. That was 23 centuries ago, and one might say mankind is still trying. I shall return shortly with Act 3. Yet 20 years old. His life has become a constant tug of war between a battle-weary father and a strange and wild mother. And Alexander, the rope between them, is doing what he can to hold them together. In the process, he is almost torn apart himself. All this while, he is learning how to become a soldier.
Captain Cyrus, how many men in a phalanx?
16 rows of 16, Your Highness. Now they're in close formation, lances over their heads. Now they are resting their lances on the shoulders of the row ahead.
Making a pretty solid wall of iron.
Your father's idea. Each of the men is a trained hunter.
I'll have to develop my arm a lot more before I could even lift one of those lances.
They're 21 feet long. When we go into battle, nobody can stop them.
In battle, then, Captain. They hurl their lances. Then what's left to fight with?
Short swords. And everyone carries shields, too.
Now, let's see if I have it. Behind the phalanxes come the archers. Behind them, the siege trains with the catapults and battering rams.
Correct. Now, if you'll follow me to the stables, I'll give you an idea of what our cavalry looks like.
It's the cavalry for me.
Your Highness, having seen you on horseback, I never had any doubt of it.
Where have you stabled Bucephalus?
I'll show you. This is the stall. Don't you recognize your horse?
Oh, I do. But I'm waiting for Bucephalus to recognize me. Hello, boy. We're going to be spending a lot of time together, you and I. Captain, in King Philip's army, all told, how many horsemen are there?
10,000.
There were 10,000. Now there are 10,001.
Alexander, I hear good things about your military progress. Captain Cyrus says you learn quickly.
It's been 2 months. I should have learned something. But I want to see action, Father.
Very commendable.
I'm going to speak frankly. Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what, son?
That you're planning a campaign.
I'm always planning.
I'm talking about Perinthus.
Well, I was going to tell you.
But why all the secrecy? You know, if Captain Cyrus hadn't let slip one word, I might never have known.
I told you when you began training, you would be treated like any other soldier. And that when I was ready, everyone would be informed together.
What formal words for a father to use to his son.
I don't like that tone of voice, Alexander.
And I don't like being treated like a child. If your campaign was to be kept secret so no word could reach the enemy, why did you think I could not keep it? Are we to be together in this campaign that you planned?
The army and I leave before sunrise tomorrow, but not you.
Not... But you promised, Father. What happened to that promise?
I need a strong man at home. Someone I can trust. You.
I'm to remain here at home while you and the men I've trained with are at war? No, you wouldn't punish me in that way.
In my absence, I am appointing you regent of Macedon. Your word will be law.
But I don't want to be some glorified civil servant.
Alexander, someday I will be no more, and you will have to rule. Accept the regency and learn how to govern. It's a great honor. And I've ordered Captain Cyrus to remain here to be your aide and advisor.
Father, I've been counting on going into battle with you. How long will you be away?
Time and war don't speak the same language. I don't know.
Philip!
Now what?
Oh, Philip, I have just heard the most horrendous news. Do you know what the Athenian has done?
Which Athenian?
Demosthenes. Who else would have such a warped mind? I sent Pyrrhus, the most honorable merchant I know, to Athens.
I know. You sent him on a shopping trip to Athens, and he was arrested.
Yes, arrested. And do you know on whose orders? Demosthenes. Pyrrhus was tortured until he could stand it no longer. And it is so horrible.
I know all about it, Olympias. Our spy system is quite thorough. The Athenians forced Pyrrhus to confess he was spying for Macedon.
Of all people... Oh, that poor old Matson, a spy.
And he's been put to death.
Oh, what are we doing about it, Philip?
We are already making plans, my dear.
How can you be so calm about such a treacherous act? It's an act of war. That's what it is.
The Athenians won't come out in the open against us. They're too clever to meet our army face to face. So they're using terrorist tactics.
You make me ill with your talk. All I know... my very favorite merchant has been kidnapped and killed because Athens doesn't respect
us. I'm not going to argue with you, Olympias, but I can promise you this. The deeds and the days of the Athenians are numbered. I must leave you both now. Farewell.
Any news for my father, Captain Cyrus? Has he reached Perinthus?
Yes. He has begun the siege. The messenger came an hour ago.
Oh, is he still here?
Yes, I had him wait. I knew you would want to send a message back to the king.
Tell him the latest from here is that the Athenians are still spoiling for a fight. They've seized one of our ships and are selling the crew off as slaves. And they've captured one of our envoys and are demanding ransom. Their terrorist acts continue. Now tell him that.
Is that it?
Oh, I've saved the best for last. Tell my father... I'll be arriving at his staging area in 3 days, perhaps 2.5 if I press Persepolis.
You're leaving, Pella? The reason
in your hands, Cyrus. I've had a presentiment that all is not well with the king. Something calls to me, tells me I should be at his side.
When are you leaving?
Immediately. I want to reach the Dolan Mountain Pass by nightfall.
Slowly, 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 Bucephalus. This is no time to break an ankle.
Ah, it's a good boy. Oh, the moon is showing itself. Yes, I know you're thirsty, so am I. There's a stream at the top of the ridge, halfway up the pass. We'll both have a drink. Go on. Go on, right behind that clump of trees. Now, I'll get down and we'll walk the rest of the way. Follow me, old friend. Ah, there's the water. What did I tell you? You first, Bucephalus. You need it more than I do. I've been riding. Bucephalus, what is it?
My shoulder! Who are you? Come at me in the dark, will you?
Alexander, your shoulder.
It stopped bleeding, Father. Bucephalus and I ran into a little trouble on the way here.
We must have it looked at.
Father, I'm all right.
I don't understand why you're here.
I had a feeling you were in danger, Father.
Have you been talking to your mother again?
I must have had it all wrong. It was I who was in danger. But I handled it.
That's not the point, Alexander. An army is run on orders. I did not send for you.
I had to bring you the news. The Athenians, led by Demosthenes, are trying to start a revolt among your Greek mercenaries.
How do you know?
I killed a Greek messenger on my way here. I removed this message that he was carrying here.
Yes?
That's what it says. Be it known, 100 wives and daughters of the hired soldiers in the employ of Philip of Macedon have been taken from their homes and are held as hostage until those Greek husbands and fathers throw down their arms and return to Athens.
Yeah.
In 7 days, another 100 will be taken prisoner. Despicable. To hold hostage the innocent who had no part in the man's actions. Father, has there been any bad blood between the Greeks and our Macedonian soldiers?
Not so far. Look down there in the valley. You'll see their tents side by side. Some flying Greek pennants, some flying ours.
There's something happening to the men, Father.
There is a lot more running back and forth than usual. What is going on down there?
Is it possible the Greeks sent more than one messenger with that ugly story of hostages being taken?
Of course. That's it. Some of them are throwing down their swords and our men are turning on them. Alexander, we have to move quickly before this turns into a full-scale riot and I lose a quarter of my army.
Father! Father, where are you?
Here, on the ground. I've broken that leg again in the same place. I can't get up.
Father, put your shield over your head.
And do as I say. Protect yourself. Do it. I can rally the men, but I can't give them another king.
How does it feel to be in your own bed again, Father? In your own house?
Terrible. But I'll be out of here in a few days.
I wouldn't count on it. Maybe longer.
If my leg won't support me, I'll have my men lift me onto my horse.
Father, give yourself a chance to heal. Look, you've started bleeding again. I'm going to get some fresh linens from Mother. Now, don't you move.
Olympias, I think you could wrap those linens tighter around my shoulder.
Like so.
That's fine.
I don't want it to start bleeding again.
Oh, I'm glad to have you home, Philip. Even wounded.
I'm only staying for a few days. How is life here in Pella?
The same as always.
You still do all that dancing around and hand clapping and playing the snakes?
I'll make a bargain with you, Philip. I'll let you have your wars. You let me have my snakes.
Father, Mother, must there always be a war between you two?
Alexander is right. He didn't save your life, Philip.
so I'd have you to quarrel with.
Who saved whose life? Where did you hear that nonsense?
A word gets around.
You should have seen the circle of bodies around me.
If your son saved your life, Philip, why aren't you proud of it?
Will you two stop? Father, there you lie, wounded in battle, and you waste your strength in a wordy warfare with Mother. You act as if she were your worst enemy.
Yes, he does.
And so do you, Mother. Why, you both can't put an end to your anger is a mystery to me. Why spend your energies in bitterness when our real enemy lives on and can't wait to kill us all?
Demosthenes.
Yes, wicked, wicked Demosthenes.
Son, we have another enemy as well. Ignorance.
Yes, that too.
Well, at last we're all agreed. Mother, Father, let all three of us forswear all dissent and vow together never to rest until our enemies are overcome and we've created an alliance that can endure in peace.
Hear, hear.
Alexander, I am so very proud of you. I promise.
So do I.
And I.
Opened the radio door on the lives of those who lived 23 centuries ago and whose ambitions and actions changed forever the face of Europe. It took courage, particularly the courage of Alexander, to suspend the boundary lines between races and cultures. It took courage to instill a new idea for survival. I shall return shortly with a word about part two of The Legend of Alexander. In the second of these five programs, King Philip is murdered. His son Alexander picks up the crown and the torch of togetherness and tries to make it visible to everyone. Suddenly, something takes hold of the young king. A terrible suspicion that weakens his resolve. He suspects his mother had a hand in his father's death. Part two of The Legend of Alexander will uncover some of that mystery. Our cast included Russell Horton, Court Benson, Robert Dryden, and E.V. Juster. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.